You're listening to
Pillow Talk.
That's right, you're listening to Pillow Talk. This is episode 2, Thursday, July 18th. And with me today, we don't have ECAT today. We have two people in ECAT's spot because that's how badass ECAT is. We had to bring two people in to replace ECAT. So first up, we have John Cruz.
Hello, how you doing?
All right, and also helping out since ECAT is gone is Desmond.
What's up, y'all?
You're really quiet with the whispers.
I know. Is that for Bella? Sexy, isn't it?
I like it. All right, next up we have Ellen.
Hello.
And back, like always, is Leth.
What's up, gnolls and trolls?
All right, this week is Leth's turn, if I am correct. He has an awesome topic. So the point of what we do here on Pillow Talk, the point of it is to bring one person brings an article each week and we rotate. And nobody else knows what the article is about except for that one person. So they've done all their research. They've got it all figured out. We are here to discuss it. So everything from me, Desmond, John, and Ellen is going to be totally raw. We have no idea what Les' article is. So and each person's views are their own. They're their own opinions. We're not going to rage on each other. We're not going to get angry. We're all friends, so we're going to have a discussion about this. We're not going to get mad or anything like that. So some topics may get heated, but we're all friends, so we can deal with that. All right, so Leth, you want to hit it off?
Sure, yeah. So the article that I picked out for this week actually has something to do kind of with us. It's about gaming. And it actually happened about 3 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago. It actually happened to a Texas teenager. I don't know if you've heard about it or not. Maybe some of y'all have. But it made some pretty big news. What happened was a Texas teenager was playing League of Legends and with some friends. And so after talking, it's kind of the conversation spilled over to Facebook chat between him and his buddies, and of course they were talking smack to each other because that's what we do in games. Mm-hmm. And one of his friends made the comment that joking that he was insane, you know, that, oh man, you're crazy, you're insane. And he replied by saying, oh yeah, I'm really messed up in the head, I'm gonna go shoot up a school full of kids and eat their still beating hearts. And then the next line was, lol, just kidding, you know, just making a joke.
And this was on Facebook?
This was on Facebook, yeah. Well, a woman from Canada...
Was it a post or this wasn't emails or anything?
No, yeah, it was a post, yeah. There's email back and forth on their page, I guess. Well, a woman from Canada saw it and freaked out and called the Austin Police Department saying, you know, what he put on there. And they arrested him, and he's facing 8 years in prison for saying this in chat. And he's been in jail for months now, not for months, for a couple of months now, for set like a $750,000 bail, you know, like absurdly high for what I think for this. But anyway, so that's kind of the topic is, do you think it was justified? The police went and searched the house, didn't find any guns, didn't find anything to even make this even a reasonable threat. You know, kind of like even if it was real, you know, or so were they justified in doing it, or was this a clear case of overreacting and kind of just, I don't know, blaming gamers, you know, like, I'm just pinning it on them, you know?
Think it's a topic. Overreacting.
It's a case of mind your own damn business. You're in fucking Canada.
I don't think that's the problem.
It's ridiculous.
And the Austin Police Department responded with, you know, and she even, you know, even her justification was, this wasn't too far since from that school shooting. And so so they said they'd investigate every threat that's happened. My point is, he's still in jail, and even after the records, they're still trying him, and he might face up to 8 years, you know.
Right. So they're going to investigate every threat. I understand that. That makes sense to me. I would get why you do that after the Sandy Hook shooting, but I think this is a complete overreaction on putting like 8 years. That is a long goddamn time for a kid. How old is this kid?
Let me see. I'm looking at the article right now.
Okay.
I'll look for it. Yeah.
Why are you doing that? I'm sorry. You were saying. Keep going, Derek.
Oh, I was just gonna say. I think it's a total overreaction because I agree they do need to investigate, and it sounds like they did. He has no firearms or anything like that, and I'm not saying that you have to have firearms to do something completely horrible, which I don't believe at all. You could go and stab people to death or whatever. You could be a serial killer that strangulates hookers. It doesn't matter. You don't need a gun to kill people. That's not the point. The point is, I think it's a complete overreaction, and there's no reason for... His bail was
$750,000? Yeah, that's what the report said.
Wow. To me, that's asinine. What do you think, John?
This is the world we live in now. It's it. This is the new... It's 2013, man. It's nothing... everyone's going to fucking take everything, you know. Everyone's going to be fucking afraid. You know, Abraham Lincoln. It was Benjamin Franklin who said, if you want to give up freedom for safety, you deserve neither. I mean, that's just... I mean, that's what people... They don't want to... They don't... Everyone's fucking afraid of terrorists. Everyone's afraid of all this shit. They're letting fucking... The NSA is spying on every fucking buddy in the world because they fucking can. And this is just another way of people fucking holding us down and fucking like... And just controlling the population. That's what this is. I mean, what happened in the 50s? No, the 60s? With a fucking Red Scare? Everyone's afraid of communism? Now we have fucking terrorists. Now we have the Muslims or the Arabs. That's what it is now. And it's just how... It's the world's just... This is how it is. Next... I think the terrorists are going to be our fucking enemies for, like, at least another 30, 40 years. But what's next? The Chinese? Are the fucking Chinese going to come and get us again? It's always somebody. And
but
it's just
really, do you think this kid deserves what he...
No. Hell no, man. 7 years for what? 8 years for what? What's the charge? Saying something online?
Well, that's what I said. He's 18 years old, so he's going to spend his 19th birthday in jail. And so he's 18. And they charged him with making a terroristic threat. Is what they charged him with.
That is fucking ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous. This guy, this is what it is now. This is what the world is now. You can't do anything about it now. Now this guy's going to be on a fucking blacklist for the rest of his, or a no-fly list. He probably can't get a fly anymore because now he's charged as a terrorist. Now he probably can't get a good job. I mean, this is guy, they ruined his life because he made a fucking joke. I mean, you can't joke around with anything.
Well, it was quite much for the internet. If you're gonna say shit like that, you should not
post publicly. You're right. Okay, he's stupid. You're right. He's stupid for saying it, but that's not. I mean, you can't say anything now. I can't feel safe with you guys. I can't talk to you guys and say something now. I should be afraid that you guys are gonna, or someone's gonna hear us and report me.
That's exactly mm-hmm. what I was thinking too. Like on one hand, I'm grateful that someone had the guts to turn the comment in. So that it could be investigated, because had he been really crazy, we all would have been sitting there saying, didn't somebody know he was crazy? Didn't somebody know he had this? We all sit there and do that. So on one hand, I'm glad that it was investigated. On the other hand, okay, he had nothing. Even if he had guns, he's allowed to. But did he have any signs, or did he show any signs? Did he have an arsenal fucking set up? Did he have whatever? I mean, whatever.
Have they checked his mental health? The post was about his mental health at first. So have they checked mental health records? Have they done anything other than search his fucking house?
Right. So then I go back to, no, it's okay. I'm glad you did the investigation. Like John said, that's just the way the fucking thing is nowadays. It's unfortunate. But now it needs to step off. This is absolutely ridiculous. We alone, fucking people in our guild alone would be in jail right now for half the fucking shit they said.
Yeah,
I mean, that's absolutely what's ridiculous. And even then, well, you shouldn't have made it public. That's true, but okay, everybody's just going to get smarter then, and real terroristic threats won't be made public. Right. And you won't know.
Well,
so,
really, real terroristic threats usually aren't made public. By all accounts.
True. Well, you know, the Boston bomber or whatever was on Twitter fucking tweeting it up and shit mid-run, mid-escape. But, I don't know. I just think this is absolute asinine, a complete waste of money. I think they want to turn him into an example. And it's like John said, I think they're destroying this guy's life to make him an example.
Mm-hmm.
I was really heated when I heard it. I thought, this is absolute bullshit. Investigate it and move the fuck on.
I agree.
They're going to distract themselves with this guy who doesn't mean anything, and the real guys or women who are mentally ill, really considering shooting it up, are out here, like, not fucking being paid attention to.
Like, I think that is a, I think that's a topic in itself. The way that the United States takes care of their mentally unstable.
We don't.
Bingo. So, we used to stick them in asylums and shit like that, and just let them rot or lobotomize them and stuff. But we have we help them zero right now.
Well, yeah. But that's just update. Yeah, just update. It wasn't on Facebook. It was on forums. It was on a forum. It was a forum conversation he was having with another player. So it wasn't even on Facebook like that. Like, you know. But yeah.
That's crazy. And some Canadian woman saw it.
I want to say too, there's actually this experiment that somebody did. He was a psychiatrist. He sent 9 people into different insane asylums, whatever the fuck they're called, and none of them were crazy. They'd all had done mental health checks before, and when they put them in there, no one could tell that they weren't insane except the people that were actually insane. Like, the fucking people who worked there couldn't tell these people were sane. Put them through tests. Only one of them actually walked out. The rest of them had to actually get people to come in and save them because they weren't really insane. They didn't want to believe them.
So are you thinking that it's the testing even is bad then? Is that what you're suggesting?
I think everything's fucked. I don't think anything works. I mean, I think we don't really try to... I mean, but mental health is also just a fucking hard subject. I mean, how do you really know? You know, I could be crazy right now. I could be faking it. I could be just acting normal. It's not that hard to act normal. It's not that hard to act insane. I mean, it's not... I don't know. You know, it's yeah, I don't know. So this is a tough thing, really. But I think to be actually on point, my feelings about this, though, I think you're right. I think they should have investigated him. Should have put him under some psychiatric testing, make sure he's okay, if the tests are actually good enough. Mm-hmm. And if he was fine, then I think they should just fucking give him a slap on the wrist. I mean, maybe give him some probation. Give him something stupid. But, you know, I mean, whatever. There's no reason to lock him up for 8 years because right. He fucking said something stupid.
Something to teach him a lesson, not something to destroy his entire life.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, go ahead.
No.
Desmond needs to sound off and say what.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything yet, so I wanted to throw it to him. What do you think, Des?
I think it's fucking retarded. Just like I said, somebody that's not really minding their own damn business. You see, if somebody's joking around on the internet, you can tell somebody's from joking around. Somebody's being serious. I mean, that's completely obvious.
Well, yeah, especially when his next two lines were "lol, JK."
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, when somebody's fucking around. But no, this woman here wants to, oh shit, this is supposed to be something bad. I mean, call the United States and warn them before something bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is just dumb.
Right, and I'm sure she had the best of intentions. Okay, I'm not sure of that, actually. I hope she had the best of intentions.
She's one of the worst people.
I would feel like absolute ass if that was me. I mean, I would have turned it in and said, look, this is not funny anymore.
This is
go investigate.
I'm actually worried about this.
Yeah, and then it blew up into this. I think I'd be very heartbroken because that would never be my goal to ruin someone's life, especially young. Mm-hmm. I would never want to. Now, on the other hand, I'm a teacher in real life. So the first thing I thought of when I heard about this was I'm going to print off this article, and I want to post it in my room. Because it is important for our kids to understand that what they say online is not invisible, mm-hmm. and people do see it, and they need to be held accountable just because of all the cyberbullying that's been going on. I think it's an excellent lesson for younger kids. I just don't think it should cost this kid his life.
Right.
Ridiculous. It's absolutely asinine. Half of us would be in fucking jail right now for half the jokes we've made on fucking event. Yep. And now we stream it. So, I mean, come on, that's fucking scary. Yes, it's fucking scary. Mm-hmm. It is fucking scary.
Yeah, because those videos stay on there at least
forever.
Well,
forever.
Yeah. Especially when I post them on YouTube and they sit there forever.
I say they should have, the way she should have took it first was at least try to get some kind of contact with the guy and be like, what you said was like wrong and you shouldn't say this thing like over the internet because somebody could take it wrong. But instead, she took it upon herself to go straight to the authorities before she even got a chance to say anything to him or try to warn him before something like that.
Actually, now that I'm thinking more about it, I'm actually really glad she did report it, but I just think the cops took it wrong. I think the cops took it too far. I think they did the wrong thing. I'm glad she reported, though, because then, I mean, Ryan's right. If it's, oh, shit. If something would have happened, That'd have been horrible. And we would have been like, oh, why didn't anybody see anything of this? This should have been that. I mean, like the Boston Bombers, I mean, they were being monitored. Their mom was being monitored. Everyone was being monitored, and they didn't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Where was this in Texas?
I'm just curious. Austin, Texas, yeah.
Well, one of the he's being tried there, but is that really where he's from?
I think so. That's what it all says, yeah. Oh. It's Austin.
Wow.
I remember hearing a story a while back, maybe during CATA, about a kid that said something along the lines of he's going to catch a specific timed plane, fly to a specific area, and go murder this guy. Somebody in chat, and he did it like right in general chat where everyone could see in town and or trade or whatever. Somebody printed it off, got it, reported it to Blizzard at the exact time. Blizzard pulled up the logs, and they had to report him. So they reported him, and he went and got arrested for this. And it wasn't so much the fact that he made a joke on the video game, is that it was very, very specific. He had the times of the plane that he was going to get on, he was going to get off, the times he was going to get off the plane, the time, like, he was talking about how he would show up at the dude's house at a certain time or whatever, and he was talked about in depth about, like, murdering this dude.
That's a little bit different. If you have a fucking plane where you're actually going to go out and fucking take this plane to go kill somebody at the exact time, that's pretty specific.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think that's what he got in trouble for, was being so very specific on how it was going to happen.
And that's an actual threat. That doesn't seem like a joke. I mean, this could even said LOL. This kid said LOL JK. That's a pretty big deal.
That means fuck everything I just said.
That means this is a joke. Don't take this serious. LOL JK.
It means please don't arrest me and lock me up for 8 years.
That's exactly what it means. And they took it the wrong way. I guess they don't know what LOL JK means.
The other thing I wanted to bring up too is, let's look at hindsight and say he said it as a joke. What if he did have guns? He's allowed to own them.
Right.
What if he did?
I mean, that's another thing. You're right. I mean, that's where the mental health thing comes in. Because you can't just, I mean, but I don't know. That would have been a misdemeanor, at least, an actual threat. Maybe they could have taken, maybe, I mean, if you commit a felony, you can't own guns anymore. You can't buy guns. I don't know if you can own guns, but I know for sure you can't.
You can't even be in the vicinity of guns. If your dad had a gun, he would have to get rid of the gun for you to live there.
There you go.
I mean, how it is in Oregon, I'm not sure.
So, I mean, if they gave him a fucking... In Texas, there's 5 classes of felonies. There's the state jail felony, third degree, second degree, first degree, and capital. If they gave him a state jail felony, he wouldn't... I mean, that'd give him enough to at least while they're... I'm not a lawyer, so don't fucking quote me on this shit. But I'm pretty sure they would have given enough right to take the guns away, at least while they give this investigation a role. I don't know, though, because I don't know.
Do you think it would have been worse if he had guns?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that would never look good. I mean, that just...
What if he was a knife collector?
Well, that too. I mean, any kind of weapon.
If he had assault rifles, this thing would have been fucking over.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know if it said assault rifles.
Yeah, I like the bunny ears. But people think that guns are the only way to kill people.
It's not.
It's like they act like that.
It's the fucking easiest way, no fucking doubt about it. But, I mean, no, you can go to a school and just fucking grab a knife and just start stabbing. Someone did that in China. They started fucking stabbing people. Didn't kill anybody, but still, like, fucking maimed 27, I think it was 26 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that hard.
Well, that's the argument, though. The argument is he maimed, not killed. That's the argument for that.
And other sites are saying, and kind of segue into that, that the problem with it is, and why he got so much flack, is because the media has always loved to portray that video games make kids violent.
And
the fact that this was over a video game is just a way for the media to hop on again that video games make kids violent, you know. There's that whole argument too.
It's like 2013. Give me a break. Like,
it's fucking 2013.
Yeah, dude, seriously. Okay, I'm sure people hated the radio when it came out, and people had giant fucking radio boxes in their fucking house. And everyone fucking hated TV and blamed shit on TV, and then fucking movies became, you know, the thing to fucking blame. They're blaming comic books. I mean, they gotta fucking blame something. Like, we haven't got over this yet.
They thought Elvis was the fucking devil because he moved his hips crazily.
Yeah, dude, we thought the fucking world was flat at one point, and the fucking sea monsters were gonna eat us.
Fucking Elvis, man. He's not the devil.
Elvis, man. But, like, I cannot believe that this is even still a thing that they're blaming video games, but I guess they have to have something to blame.
That's true.
It's ridiculous.
That's very true.
Well, do you think, that was my opinion, so now I'm going to ask you guys, so what do you think? Do you think that video games make children violent?
Well, no, I don't think they make them any more violent. If a kid doesn't understand the difference between reality and a game, same thing with movies or TV or anything else.
Whether it's mental health or age or maturity.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with that. The fucking, back in the old days, they fucking hung people and did public executions and beat people, you know, in the streets, you know, floggings and shit like that. That, I think, would cause more kids to become fucking violent than something that is fictionally based, you know? There's violence in the world. And, I mean, regardless, you know, kids are going to see it, you know? It's not, so that's my opinion.
So what do you think on that topic, Ellen?
I think John was going to go. Go ahead, John.
No, that's cool.
I'm going to be unpopular and say that I think it could, actually. The only reason I say that is because I teach, the average age I teach is about 14, and those kids are usually playing FPS on console. It's typically their outlet. And I had a student this year tell me that he was a totally sane student, extremely bright, played football, all the right stuff. He was a great, great kid. But his parents told him he had to come off of Xbox for a little while and take a break because they were worried about his rage. And when I asked him about it, I said, "What are you talking about? You're like the coolest, calmest kid I know." His answer was that he gets way too enraged when he plays. So I don't know. Does it create rage? No, I don't think so. I don't think it makes angry teens. I think, what would he be doing otherwise? Probably doing something boring that did not create that rage. I don't, or just feed that rage. I don't know. And no, he's not the only one. He's just one kid I'm talking about. But if there's one, there has to be many others. I think about Seth's younger brother. Seth's younger brother learned to cuss because of Call of Duty. They didn't cuss in their house like that, but he just started dropping F-bombs and everything left and right at a very young age because he was playing these games.
Let me guess, he was on Xbox Live.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, he was.
But you have to think, he's playing with much older kids, kids who are not monitored and don't have parents who care about them, unlike his. I mean, anyway, it could be a ton of things, but I don't know.
My question on that was, why didn't the parents step up and make sure that the child was not exposed to that?
Well, they took the Xbox away for a while.
Well, that's not the kid, less sibling. There's parental controls on there that you can stop from hearing, receiving messages, all kinds of shit. You can block pretty much the outside world other than the game. There's no voice communication. You can't receive messages. You can't receive anything from anybody that's not on your quote unquote friends list. And I think you can even turn that off. So why didn't they have this kid? I mean, I don't know how young he was, obviously, but why didn't they have parental controls set?
I don't know why they didn't do anything like
14.
That. Yeah, I think I was 14 or 15. Yeah, maybe okay. A freshman in high school.
At that age, he should know that.
He should know the cuss words, but I don't. God, we'd sit downstairs and just fucking, we could hear it.
You could hear
him screaming and raging and cussing. He can't be the only one.
Right.
And of course, I mean, we get all pissed off when we fucking lose and stuff. The difference is we're adults and we know to shut the shit off and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the difference. Maybe it's not exactly the game per se. I don't think the fact that I'm shooting an alien on my screen is making me an angrier person or a more violent person.
I'm going to just toss this out there. What if that is helping get that rage out where instead he would have gotten a fist fight at school?
True. I mean, we don't know.
Right.
How often did people get in fistfights before these kind of things existed?
Mm-hmm. There was no telling.
You know? I don't know. It's...
Like, isn't it better for him? Some parents say that they'd rather have their children drink and shit. They'd rather have parties at their house and have their friends come over to their house because they can keep a monitor everything. They know everything is good.
I don't accept that shit. I don't tolerate or accept that shit. I hate that excuse. I mean, no offense to you. If that was your parents, it's cool. That's your own choice. I just don't accept that shit as a choice for my kid. Like, that will not be allowed.
So
the whole argument is, well, I'd rather him be raging in my house than outside of his house or outside of the house. I get it, but on the same token, aren't you just, it's still rage. Wouldn't you rather teach them a different way to handle it and their anger? Like, wouldn't, that would be the ultimate goal for me, I think. I don't know. I see it with my own kid.
Would you play
Mario Kart? I mean,
I don't know. Like, certain games, like, bring the worst out of you. Like, playing Call of Duty, I know me and Titus plays it. And say you're on a kill streak, then you get killed. Yeah, you're going to be pissed off. You might throw a couple words out there, but then if it keeps happening over and over and over again, it builds up.
But I mean, is that really the game, or is that just because you're doing something and failing?
Right.
Yeah. What is the frustration? Like, is it because, I mean, is it really Call of Duty? No, I mean, I think if you're fucking trying to get a needle through a fucking thread and you just keep on fucking missing, wouldn't that piss you off after five minutes of doing that?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. I don't know if it's the alien or the person that I'm killing that makes me violent. It may just be the nature of it. Maybe I don't know. What did we do before? We went outside, built forts, played in tree houses, biked. We're a lot more physical.
That's nothing really you can really fail at a lot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you can't really, I mean, it's, I guess it's like thumb war or rock, paper, scissors. If you keep on fucking losing at rock, paper, scissors, I'm going to punch that guy in the fucking face. Why do you keep kicking my ass at this?
I keep picking paper. Switch up, asshole.
Well, I'll say that maybe it goes back, if you try to pick TV, not video games, but even as a kid, you know, in elementary and shit, if I played with the kids around the block, you know, we weren't playing video games. We were freaking outside with Nerf guns, pretending to shoot bad guys too. We never had video games. Yeah, we never lost. Yeah,
always still be.
We were badass. But
okay, bad, so
I play Ding Dong Ditch.
Shit,
you could only fail at that if you suck.
if you were fat and slow, you'd know, away.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Like a cartoon. You'd have to slip on a fucking banana peel running away to fucking fail at that.
But okay, to go a little deeper here psychologically, so then is it healthier that we're doing it, that if it's handled correctly, you let them play these games, you let them feel this anger and this rage, and then as parents our job is, or as teachers or as community leaders, our job is to teach them how to deal with that?
Right. I think it is. I think as a parent, you need to help. Like, you see your child freaking out. I think you need to, you know, try to help them calm down, understand why they feel that way, you know, because they lost and that they have to try and do better next time. You know, try hard, you know, maybe not try harder, but, you know, keep trying. Like, you're not always going to get, you need to turn it into a positive experience. That's my thing, is I want to turn everything into a, try to attempt to turn everything into a positive experience. If you get hit by that fucking goddamn red shell, you want to make sure you're watching out for the red shell next time.
Blue shell. Don't give me
blues.
Fucking started.
Oh, don't start the fucking blue shell.
Time. Okay, so blue shell.
Every fucking time.
You always knock you out first place, don't it, John?
I'm fucking every time. You know what I do? I fucking try to like get the guy to second place just to fuck with him, because I'm already fucked. I might as well try to fuck him too.
Yeah. So
piece of shit.
But the thing is, you want to teach them to be better at what they're doing, to, you know, improve as they go, you know, so maybe you hold that shield until you fucking know that blue shell's coming. You know what I'm saying? I want to try to turn everything into a learning experience and try to not encourage the rage, but cultivate it into what's the word I'm looking for? Cultivate it into trying to help them do better next time. Sorry, I there's a word I'm looking for. Sorry, go ahead.
That's good. I was going to say yes. Yes, let the hate flow through you.
Well, I was going to say the same thing. What we're talking about is sore losers. I mean, that's basically, and it's happened throughout time. I mean, I played sports with kids in elementary school who were sore losers, hated fucking losing baseball or football or soccer, or threw a fit when they lost. It's the same thing. It's the nature of competition, like you said. You have to teach your kids how to handle losing, you know. But it's the same thing.
And this
thing
is much more immediate than a team sport, where where actually you can blame the other team, you can blame the other thing, you can blame, you know, whatever. Now you're just blaming something else. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in sports, you want to look at, like, I missed that grounder during the third inning or whatever. I got to make sure I'm working on my grounders next practice and blah, blah, blah. You could do it with anything. It's just, you know, I think a lot of parents use video games and TV as a chance to just shoo their kids away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Because that's what I use it for. Totally, all day.
All day.
Put her in front of it and say, don't move.
Say LOL. You got to say LOL JK before
they talk. LOL JK.
That shit don't work, obviously.
Shit, don't
I'm done with that. I'm going to have to go with something more direct. I am just fucking kidding.
Yeah, really.
That's what you're going to have to say.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't know.
Man, what is the country of England going to do when they can't be fucking sarcastic?
Passive aggressive. Oh, man.
This is a good topic, though.
I really liked it.
I like how it went into different things. We, like, completely went off the actual topic of...
Yeah, that's what we did last week, too.
We always do that.
Yeah, that's what we
do. Kind of the nature of the beast.
But I like it, though. I mean... I just think it's stupid. I don't know. I think it's the world we live in now. And it's not even the world we live in now. It's how it was during the communism, too, when everyone's fucking afraid of Russia. It's just we're going to have an enemy, and they're going to use that enemy on us to fucking, what's the word, oppress us. It's not going to be obvious. People are going to think I'm fucking crazy for saying this. But it's true. I mean, NSA is a fucking great example of what's going on. I mean, they're recording me right now. They're hearing me. I'm probably going to be on a fucking watch list.
I'm recording
now.
You right now.
I'm fucking. They're gonna. I mean, they're probably. It's bad, but you know they know what they're doing, and hopefully somebody has the ball. I don't have the fucking balls, but hopefully somebody else has the balls to fucking set. Like Edward, what's his name? I don't want to say his
Edward
name.
It's probably a fucking
keyword. It's probably
fucking keyword.
They probably is. They're probably gonna fucking. Oh shit! He said a name.
Bananas. You
know? Bananas. Green. Yes.
Yeah.
I hope somebody stands up to him. I don't have the balls to do it, but I'm glad he did. And hopefully he's going to be okay. I hate what the government... Like, the government is, like, really embarrassing us. I mean, they're making a fool out of the United States. Everyone's mocking us for all this shit. I mean, Iraq, Afghanistan, NSA now. It's all just fucking... They're making fun of us. That's embarrassing. I don't like that. I'm so ashamed of Obama. So ashamed. I mean, first of all, with the fucking, what was it, NSA shit's going on now? I mean, that's ridiculous. And now he wants to fucking...
He's got so much longer in office.
You know, and it's just, I mean, but the thing is, I don't think it's just Obama. What would Mitt Romney be doing right now?
Dude, being old?
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, what do we do? I think we need a fucking president like Ron Paul. As crazy as it fucking sounds, Ron Paul's a fucking maniac. But
I don't know, we need to just get a fucking Green Party member in there.
We need something totally radical.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
Radical now. Politically, but radically different than what we have.
Because they're going to fucking...
Green, part of the Green Party.
What's the fucking word when they, like, draw new lines to make it so you're voting, it's in favor of them? Is a word for it. They do it all the time in Houston and Texas. I know.
It's very on topic, though. But
anyway, I didn't believe in all these conspiracy theories, but half of them are true, and it's scary. I don't believe in the 9/11 one.
Shit.
I think they fucking attacked us. I mean, we were too cocky, but I don't know. It's just, I'm glad I have guns. That's all I can say about
that. Glad I have guns.
Now when someone turns you in for a smart-ass comment you make, then you're going to be like, fuck! Shouldn't have
guns.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing. It's like, man, if they watched our vent chat, shit, we'd be in so much fucking trouble.
Yeah,
no, not all
gone.
Of us.
Jap would be gone.
But some of
us. I would probably be gone. Pretty sure I called Jap a Jew at one point.
You're allowed to be racist. That's illegal.
You're allowed to be racist asshole. Yeah. You're allowed to be prejudiced.
At least
considering what John's hello to Jap every day is what?
Fuck you.
I think that was a really good topic.
I told you it was a good one, right? It's relevant. Yeah. Gaming.
I like it.
It's good. It was good. So who's next? Whose pick's next? Titus?
You? I was going to say Ecat, but he's not here.
Not here.
So I will do it.
Let's assign it to... Okay, Titus. I'm going to make John do it.
Oh, John, you can do it. Yeah, I'll...
John, are you going to be here next Thursday?
I will be here next Thursday, most likely. All right,
then you're it. Tag
most likely. Name. So you got to find a topic to talk about, and can't tell any of us about it ahead of time.
It's probably going to be about guns.
News articles are good.
Yeah.
That's going to be it for episode 2 of Pillow Talk. Next week, we're going to have John. He's going to be here next... We should be recording on next Thursday, so John's going to do the article for next week. Desmond, you got any shout-outs? You didn't talk too much today.
No, not really.
All right, John, you got any shout-outs?
No.
All right, Lev.
Just that, if you got any comments on today's topic or any suggestions for future ones you want to drop, hit us up, and that's it.
All right, Ellen, you got anything?
Feminerdcharm.com. There you go. And San Diego Comic-Con is going on right now.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Cool. I expect an article about that next week, John.
Okay,
just kidding. You know, you can pick whatever you want, obviously, but don't tell anybody. The point is to not tell any of us.
Probably gonna be bad guns. I can tell that right now.
Okay, well, thank you for telling me. All right, so that's it. All right, yeah, like what Les said, if you have any comments, questions, you want to just give your opinion on the subject matter, shoot me an email at fidelistitus@gmail.com. When I post this episode, there's going to be a comment section under it. You can comment there if you want. I'm always checking that. I stream on twitch.tv/titus1821. And the website to check that this is going to be posted on, which you probably already know unless you found us through iTunes. And that's another thing. If you listen to us on iTunes, please leave us a review. I really like that. I have 0 reviews on this and the Fideloscope podcast. So if you listen to the Fideloscope podcast, please leave us a review. 5 stars preferable. But anything is good as long as constructive. Don't just say, fuck them guys, or something stupid. You know, be constructive. You know, I'm here to learn. We're all here to learn. We want to know. And voices from the community are very appreciated. So if you have any opinions on the topic at hand, so just shoot us an email. The website is fidelstudios.wordpress.com. So check us out there. Thank you everybody for listening, and for me and everybody here, take it easy.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Fidelis Studios Network. For more information, check us out at fidelisstudios.wordpress.com.